Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. This week, we mark the birth of an inventor who also happened to be a priest. Julius Newland was born on the 14th of February 1878 in Belgium, but emigrated with his family to Indiana. He graduated from the University of Notre Dame in 1899, studied for the priesthood, and was ordained in 1903, joining the Congregation of the Holy Cross. He received his PhD from the Catholic University in 1904. He taught botany for a number of years at his alma mater, the University of Notre Dame, and in 1918 he became a professor of organic chemistry and botany. As great as his academic achievements were, Father Newland is also recognised as the inventor of the first synthetic rubber, neoprene, manufactured by the DuPont Company. Father Newland's research was focused on acetylene chemistry, and during the course of his work he produced divinyl acetylene, a jelly that firms into an elastic compound similar to rubber when passed over sulfur dichloride. His work with acetylene led him into a collaboration with scientists from DuPont. Working with them, he found that if monovinyl acetylene were treated with hydrogen chloride and the resulting chloroprene polymerized, neoprene would result. Eventually, neoprene was put on the market in 1932 by DuPont under the brand name Duprene. The impact of Father Newland's invention was significant. Neoprene was considered superior to rubber in many ways, such as its resistance to sunlight, abrasion, and temperature extremes. These properties made it popular in many industries. For instance, neoprene is favoured for electrical cable insulation, telephone house-to-house wiring, many moulded, extruded and sheet products, rug backings and roofing. It is also used in sports and music, but is perhaps best known for its use in aquatics for making waders and wetsuits. He was awarded the Nichols Medal in 1935 for basic work on synthesis from unsaturated hydrocarbons, but died 1 year later on the 11th of June, 1936. Inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame in 1996, Father Newland is notably the only Catholic priest to receive this honour. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.